How would you have got on for bathing arrangements? Would you have had a bath in the house? Or would you have to fire up the copper once a week to have
a
bath?
We had, in my young days, we had a big, not an adamant, you know those, or what's that they call, those galvanized big brass.
Yeah.
In my young days, we'd be stood into that,
yeah.
and we were washed down, from head on, washed down. When we were young kids, it's up to about five or six, like.
Yeah.
All the days then, we just had to make, do with what we could, wash ourselves with no such thing as baths then. It was in the tenement house that I was.
Yeah.
We had the three rooms upstairs.
Yeah.
Another tenant had two rooms downstairs, you see.
Can you remember your first shower? Or first
showers? Showers? No, just in the showers. Not in your life, no.
So
the tap was out in the yard.
Yeah.
Had to go out in the yard.
And what about
we had a big enamel mow, about that height.
Yeah.
To take it down to the tap. And especially at night, in the winter time, we'd have to fill it to make sure that we had water in the mornings.
Yeah.
And what we started to do then, when we got wise to it, we started to wrap cloths around the lead pipe.
Yeah.
That helped us more. Or else let the tap flow in slightly.
Yeah.
But the danger of letting it flow slightly, at the time, you had two corporation men together. We often see them 11 o'clock at night. They might be out about 1 in the morning or 2. They had a kind of a stick and hearing aid. Someone along there listening to know if there's any pipes broke.
All right.
Well, they'd know if there was water flowing then outside your door.
Right.
And they'd be up to inquire to know, was the pipe broke?
Right.
Otherwise, you're told to cut the water off.
You wouldn't see them out in the middle of the night nowadays, would you?
No, you don't see. Those people are all gone.
Yeah.